In the name of the coming King, amen. These last 3 weeks, we've taken a trip back through the sacred texts to the very beginning. We've observed creation and the fall into sin through the evil temptation of Satan. We've studied and understood that living in the perfection that God had created and placed Adam and Eve into the perfect garden, they still wanted more. They wanted to be like God themselves. That temptation to be godlike still exists today. There are people who believe that through their own actions, they too can attain godlike status. People in the church want to prove by their pious behavior that they are holier than you. In short, perfection was ruined by one three-letter word, S-I-N. But immediately after the curse that arose from the sin, God offered the promise of a Savior to Eve and to Adam. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Satan would be, from this time forward, an enemy of man, and the offspring of Eve's womb would stomp the head of the serpent, Satan. Yet sin proved quite a match for mankind. The first sons of Eve sinned so grievously that one brother struck the other one dead, and that brother was banished to wander the earth, and centuries followed full of desecration of the perfect creation, and men took for their wives any woman that appealed to him, so that when Noah was tapped by God to build an ark, the world was a terrible mess. So terrible that the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I've created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I've made them. Through Noah, a remnant, he and his family, was preserved, mankind was able to repopulate the earth. But almost immediately after praising God, Noah planted a vineyard, made some wine, and became drunk. And when he awakened from his stupor, he cursed his grandson, who had found him, to be a servant of the rest. And family disputes and other sin continues. A remnant of faithful believers survived, but the sons of Jacob sell their brother Joseph into slavery into Egypt, and the family disputes have not ended even to this very day. But faithful Joseph could see how God was using his captivity to deliver his chosen people once again. Tonight, you heard of how, through the shedding of blood, God delivered his captive people from Egypt. And yet your sin continues. Family disputes continue. Crime, violence, war, terror, immorality, injustice, corruption of all kinds are prevalent in this country, in this town, and in the world. And the results of that sin surround us. Tragedy, illness of body, mind, and spirit, and finally death, all plague mankind every day. Paul writes to the Roman churches, the wages of sin is death. The way it looks, we are being paid very well. The paymaster, Satan, is doing his job very well. The blood of Jesus, though, has drowned the power of Satan. And the deliverance that has been granted to God's chosen children is the final release. This final reconciliation of mankind into God's family has been won for you with the blood of the Lamb. Not just a lamb. Back in Exodus, Moses wrote by inspiration that God said, "This day shall be for you a memorial day. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." That feast has been celebrated in the church now for thousands of years. It was the feast that Jesus celebrated with His disciples when He instituted a New Testament in His blood for the forgiveness of your sins. The redemption earned by Jesus' death and resurrection has placed you back into that image of God that He created mankind to be in. Perfection is now yours once again. It has delivered you from sin, and you can now look forward always, as we do during this season of Advent, to the coming of Christ. The original chosen people of God looked forward to the coming of Christ when He would come into the world through the birth in Bethlehem. And now you and I look forward perpetually to the coming of the Christ for His final coming, His reconciliation with the Father to live in glory with Him in heaven. There is no more looking back. We only look ahead to the final deliverance, the joy that is already ours because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And now the peace of God, the peace that passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till He returns again in glory. Amen.